If you drive through the high desert, forests, and mountain valleys of Northern California and Southern Oregon, you'll take the State of Jefferson Scenic Byway. You can check out the jam band, The State of Jefferson. And if you're searching for the local public radio station, you'll hear this.
You're listening to the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Committed to supporting lifelong learning and the arts in the mythical state of Jefferson since 1969.
That's because many people living there don't really identify with Oregon or California. They say they live in the state of Jefferson. Reporter Lisa Morehouse visited the heart of this region, Siskiyou County, to find out why and to see how young people trying to make a life there fit into that heritage.
Sam Lanier is a young entrepreneur. On a Saturday morning, he's at his office in the historic town of Dunsmuir. This is a heavily forested region, and for decades, logging was a robust industry. But unlike some people here who get nostalgic or angry about logging's decline, Lanier is pragmatic.
We're not going to see logging come back. It's too massive a change to bring back the mills. That's not my hope. I mean, okay, we have these lands. What can we do with these lands?
Lanier has wildfires on his mind. Wildfires draw business in the summer when crews come into towns needing food, lodging, and supplies. But Lanier and his partners started a year-round tech company called Fire What in 2010. The business trains firefighters from across the country, and it also consolidates information about wildfires on an app and a website. Last year, the site had 56 million hits. That kind of success is encouraging in this region, where many worry that high unemployment will drive young people away.
We want to prove that we can have a new economy and we can do something different and we can kind of fight the odds. And yeah, it might take us a little while longer, but we're not going to give up.
Siskiyou County will survive on fire, flood, or food stamps.
Rick Jones owns a general store in the tiny former logging town Syed Valley, west of Yreka.
Fires and floods bring in money, work for folks and that want to work, and they don't want to work, they're on the food stamp program.
This region abounds with forests and rivers, but aside from a burgeoning marijuana industry, there's not as much work on the land as in the past. Most is in the hands of the government and managed with regulations, which is one of the reasons many people return to the idea of this being a separate state, the state of Jefferson.
The state of Jefferson is a state of mind now. It would be nice if it would be the state of Jefferson, but it won't happen because they'll never let California split the state.
That doesn't keep people from at least identifying with the notion. Along with dry goods and batteries, Jones stocks his shelves with State of Jefferson gear. He wears suspenders and a T-shirt sporting the seal of the State of Jefferson. It's painted on the outside of his store, too, and on the post office and the cafe.
It's a circle of two X's in the middle of it, double-crossed by the government back in the early 30s and 40s.
Since the time of California's statehood, there had been attempts to make this region separate. By late 1941, things came to a head when many here felt Sacramento and Salem ignored their infrastructure needs, like roads to develop timber and mining industries. Outside Yreka, armed young men blockaded traffic, handing out copies of Jefferson's Proclamation of Independence. Now, some say this was a sincere attempt at secession. Others call it a publicity stunt. Regardless, the uprising quieted with the attack on Pearl Harbor. Today, many people from across the political spectrum still identify as being residents of the state of Jefferson more than California.
What we share as Californians is fantasy.
Peter Laufer is a journalist who's publishing a book about the state of Jefferson.
We are fantasy land, and Jefferson is part of the California fantasy. But so is turning on the tap in Los Angeles, where there is no reason for there to be water. And so is hanging out in San Diego, thinking that somehow you're better than the people in Tijuana when it's one big city.
That fantasy remains powerful in this place where many residents feel they don't have much political clout. Siskiyou and surrounding counties are physically large, but their populations are tiny. In the last few decades, a Jefferson movement has grown, made up of conservatives focused on decentralized government. Natural resource issues are contentious, and Laufer says people polarize around their positions, even though historically, State of Jefferson residents consider themselves individualistic.
In fact, around the issues of conflict, there's an awful lot of groupthink, And so if there are those who can figure out how to transcend that, perhaps they are the future of the so-called state of Jefferson.
People like tech entrepreneur Sam Lanier and the Harris brothers. Rich Harris and his three brothers, all in their 30s, raise cattle and grow alfalfa like most of their neighbors in the stunning Scott Valley west of Yreka. They're also experimenting with raising pigs. Harris walks out to a pasture of piglets and sows who rush at the sound of his feed buckets. A few years ago, they started Four Brothers Heritage Farms, a meat CSA selling directly to consumers in Portland and San Francisco with a slick website and a Facebook presence. So far, business is good.
Since we started doing this, like, we don't have pork in our freezer anymore.
But sometimes it's like, oh, that's a bummer. I really want some pork chops right now.
Harris feels good about raising pigs, which he says are more sustainable than cattle and alfalfa. Their diet requires less water, and water is a big issue here. All four brothers went to college in Oregon, worked across California and the West before coming home.
The more people you meet and see how they live, you take a little bit of each place with you, and it comes back. It just helps improve the area that you have.
The Harris brothers try to innovate so they can maintain a ranching heritage.
That's the whole thing about the state of Jefferson is this place won't get bulldozed.
That's Rich's brother, Preston Harris.
It's not going to get turned into million-dollar estates with quarter horse ranches and wine country, and that's not the way people want this to develop.
Preston Harris straddles multiple worlds. He's strident about maintaining ranchers' water rights, and he's also leading water conservation efforts involving ranchers and state agencies. He believes if his community develops solutions to big problems, they'll have more freedom to keep doing what they love.
What happens is at the end, it develops almost a pride of, you know, we are the state of Jefferson. We're not California, even though it's kind of a mythological pride because it doesn't exist. But it doesn't mean that someday it won't.
Really?
Maybe. You never know. I think it would take an act of God, but, you know, what the hell?
And whether that pride comes through statehood or a strong shared identity, Preston Harris hopes that he and his neighbors can avoid what he calls the mess that is California. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in the state of Jefferson.
You can see Lisa's photos from the state of Jefferson at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us at californiareport.org. You can see what music we played as well as listen to past stories. And why not like us at Facebook at facebook.com/thecaliforniareport. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, Chad McClymonds, and David Marks. Our interns are Carly Naren and Rachel Marcus. The editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Susie Rocho. Scott Schaefer returns next week. Have a great Labor Day weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.